Look at him just sit there, pondering what the heck he wants to create today. I mean, nobody's going to watch it anyways. But wait a sec. What if somebody does watch it? Maybe he should get his booty up, pull his damn camera out and start filming. Look at him though. Just sitting there, being a lazy person with his grey hoodie on, blue jeans with fake Timberlands. Who dressed this guy? I watched this dude leave his house today and he was upset because he couldn't find his second camera. Yeah, not the first one, his second one. You know where I want to tell him to go? Oh, now he's going to pull his camera out and decide which one to use. I'd like to chuck one of them. Like, directly into a wall, or run over it with my wife's minivan, just to see the look on his face as I drive by, giving him a finger at 80 miles an hour. Anyways, it looks like he's ready to head off and film. So, I guess I will. Never mind, I still want to talk smack. Oh, look, he's about to finally take a picture of something. Let's be quiet. Shh. Is this guy still alive? Why won't he press the shutter button so we can move on with our lives? Something about this dude is so dramatic. I don't know why I'm forced to narrate this dude's life. There's absolutely nothing interesting about it. All the interesting lives and opportunities to work on in the voiceover world are, well, taken up by Morgan Freeman, the black dude with the dots all over his face. Anyway, somebody get me a marker. I'm going to put dots on Anthony's face. Maybe that will help me forget he's wearing fake Timberlands. Anyway, I'm done with this. One of the worst days of my life. I'm going to send him an invoice saying, free of charge. I'm just glad he knows how I feel about him. Until next time.